Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am in. Kenneth Purnell, P-U-R-N-E-L-L. Kenneth Purnell Jr. is a 35-year-old male who alleges the routine performance of a job test got the insured caused permanent injuries to his neck, comma, back, comma, feet, comma, and right shoulder. Period. He states he did not sustain an acute injury but felt symptoms since 2016 involving the areas just described. Period. He states he was working at Bally's Casino lifting bags and pushing carts leading to these problems. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did have evaluation and treatment but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any injections or surgery. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in January 2023. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, and underline this, the claim petition is on the record list, but, oh, here it is. According to his claim petition, during the period 1-1-20 to the present, repetitive bending, carrying, pushing, pulling, lifting, twisting, and all other job duties as a bellman caused permanent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show he was seen on 7-23-20 by Dr. Kahula, K-H-A-U-L-A, or her physician assistant in this internal medicine group. Period. She ascertained he had pain in the right upper thigh going towards the groin. Period. He had this pain 1 week ago, and he was taking Tylenol, which helped the pain subside. Period. He did go back to work, and the pain started then. Period. It is not there at rest, but with moving and lifting the right leg. Period. He was taking little walks and mini workouts. Period. He did not feel like he pulled a muscle, but simply woke up with it hurting. Period. He does a lot of walking in his job as a bellman at Bally's Casino. Period. This visit was conducted via telehealth. Period. He was rendered diagnosis of right hip pain and strain of the right hip flexor muscles, for which he was advised to use ibuprofen and stretching. Period. He followed up over the next several weeks. Period of 9/24/20. Exam found hyperreflexia on the right and strength at 3+/5. Period. There were suture scars on the right side of his head with an abnormally shaped head, likely secondary to surgery after brain hemorrhage. Period. Had a history of traumatic brain injury from football when he was 16 years old, complicated by 3-vessel rupture on the right side of his head. Period. Has weakness on the right side of his body and was here for work clearance and requesting a letter for the Department of Motor Vehicle for the knob, K-N-O-B, on the wheel due to disability. Period. Additional diagnoses were not indicated, but he underwent an electrocardiogram. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Purnell was then seen by a chiropractor on 2/3/22. Period. He related he was injured playing football and had brain surgery in 2004, but he also sustained a right-sided foot drop from that injury. Pretty does wear a hard brace on his right foot. Pretty works as a bellman and presented today with neck pain radiating into both arms, worse on the right. Period. He also has upper and lower back pain. Pretty, the lower back pain radiates into both legs. Pretty has headaches three to four times a week that last about 30 minutes in duration. Period. Feet and back pain are increased with prolonged standing. Period. Has difficulty standing longer than 30 minutes due to his pain. Period. Heat decreases his pain and poor posture increases his pain. Period. Upon exam, sensation was normal and equal bilaterally. Period. They were unable to perform deep tendon reflexes on the right Achilles due to him wearing a brace. period. Chiropractor diagnosed. Segmental dysfunctions of the cervical comma, thoracic comma, lumbar comma, sacral comma, and pelvic regions. But he also diagnosed cervical brachial syndrome and muscle contractures with lumbar radiculopathy. Appeared he initiated the petitioner on regular chiropractic treatment over the next several months, running through 6/15/22 period. On the visit of 6/8/22, they reviewed the results of his MRI, but they were not enumerated. Period. He did undergo MRI of the cervical and lumbar spines on 6/2/22, both to be inserted here. Period. He also had x-rays of throughout the spine on 2/9/22 to be inserted here. Period. On his last follow-up visit, he received another spinal adjustment. Period. New paragraph. He not only underwent a plain lumbar MRI, but also a flexion / extension MRI. Compared to the latter, showed the disc herniation at L5-S1 is larger on extension views when compared to neutral and flexion positioning. Compared to his plain MRI, showed a broader herniation at L5-S1, asymmetric to the left, with some impingement on the left side of the fecal sac. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He spoke with a soft voice and frequently mumbled. Period. He did wear sneakers equipped with a brace on the right. Period. Extremities upper. Right shoulder motion was limited to 160 degrees of flexion with tenderness, but was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the left shoulder, as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all plans without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired then normal through. Resisted right shoulder external rotation strength was 5-5. Paired strength was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Lower extremities. He had a 4+ right patella reflex and 3+ on the left. Paired Achilles reflexes were symmetric at 2+. Paired had global tenderness to palpation about the feet and ankles. Paired feet and ankle maneuvers normal. Cervical, he has superficial global tenderness throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Thoracic, there was global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. And please go back to upper extremities at the end right. He had global tenderness to palpation about both shoulders. Go back to lumbosacral. He ambulated with a foot drop on the right. Period. He was able to stand on his toes. Period. He could not stand on his heels on the right. Period. He changed positions fluidly. Period. There was global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Both elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. He had positive bilateral reverse slip maneuvers and a positive trunk torsion maneuver, all for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions. Kenneth Purnell is a 35-year-old male who alleges the routine tasks of his job with the insured caused permanent injuries throughout his body. Period. His claim petition covers the period from 1/1/20 through the present. Period. However, he does not currently offer a date as to when he started working with the insured. Period. He stopped working there in July of 2022. Period. In August 2022, he started a supervisory job at Walmart. Period. This involves the performance of some lifting. Period. His history is remarkable for a brain injury, sustained playing high school football. Brady had surgery for this, but was left with a foot drop. It appeared he had been wearing an ankle foot arthrosis to accommodate for this. He did receive chiropractic care and underwent numerous diagnostic studies of the spine. These showed their routine degenerative changes of aging. His initial evaluation with the chiropractor found him to be hyperreflexic. New paragraph, the current exam found him to be hyperreflexic at the right patella. He had global tenderness, palpation about both feet and ankles, come of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. There were positive reverse flip maneuvers and trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. New paragraph. There is a minor amount of permanency involving the spine unrelated to his claim. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability involving the right shoulder or either foot. And that is the end.